You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think it's pretty clear something was going on last night with Scuba. We'll get to that in a second. There is breaking news this morning. The WNBA is expanding and Detroit is getting a franchise. So in 2029, Detroit will get a WNBA team.
2029.
So a story that's just being posted and breaking this morning. So congratulations to those that were pushing for this. And, you know, I mean, whether this is your thing or not, to me, is irrelevant. It's just another thing in Detroit for people to do and take up their time. And those of us with daughters who played the sport, I mean, you don't have to be a daughter. Your son can be in to do it, too. But it's always good to have those role models for young female athletes as well. And now we got a team in Detroit. So that is great news. Something else here in Detroit. Okay, so you heard Scuba there, the seven strikeouts in a row, and he totally showed out. Through three innings, he struck out eight, struck out the side in the second and the third. His last pitch was 100 on the black, another strikeout, 13 total. Dude, he loves the stage. Sunday Night Baseball, like being a team that's worthy of Sunday Night Baseball is one thing. Being a team and a city, the park looked great. Everything about Sunday Night Baseball was awesome. The national crew coming in and Scuba just leaning into the stage. He was fantastic.
It was so great. And I actually short sold him in my show sheet. I wrote down that he had pitched seven innings with two hits, one walk, and 13 strikeouts. One hit. He gave up one hit. The team gave up two hits. One hit. It was amazing. And yeah, it was I was going to go to the game last night. And I kept saying, all right, I'm going to leave now. But I was watching Rocket Classic, and mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, I'll stay and watch. I'll watch the game from home. I wanted to go last night, but I did not. And then I started getting FOMO because I'm like, is he going to do something special tonight? They're going into the fifth inning. He hasn't given up a hit yet. Come on. And then he gives up the hit. And I wasn't like, oh, thank God. I was like, damn it. He gave up a hit. But it was a perfect night. It was jam packed there. Even the seats behind home plate were occupied, which was great to see. Now, whether the Tigers decided to just upgrade people or whatever, I don't care. It was great to see. And you've got well over 40,000 people, it seemed, were at the ballpark. Sunday Night Baseball, the crew there is great. Miking people up is great. Mm-hmm. Carlos Correa was awesome when they had him mic'd up, playing shortstop for Minnesota. And he was so engaged with the guys that were doing the interview with him while the game is going on. And he's not playing right field, people. He's playing shortstop.
Right.
He has to be involved. And it was great. It was great banter between he and the crew. And then Javi gets on, he's at second base, and he's talking to Javi, and Javi's going, and then the guys are saying hi to you, and, you know, Javi turns around, waves the hands, like he's you know, talking to the guys up in the crew, too. It was just cool. It was really cool to see. And, you know, they're asking about Scooble, and he had an answer right away. They asked him about a really interesting question about A.J. Hinch, I thought, because, you know, he obviously played for Hinch at in Houston, but they said, you know, what is it with him in Houston now here in Detroit? And I thought, you didn't have to say the Detroit part, but you did. And I was wondering if he was going to take it with a different tone, and he didn't. He just answered it right away and gave a great response to what it is about Hinch that makes him special. And just how he's always prepared. He's one step ahead of everybody. And he was great. And that's the kind of player you ask for when you want to do something like this, when you're going to mic somebody up. Somebody who's going to be outgoing, bilingual as well. So he's talking to Javi in Spanish, which was kind of cool. And then they had, was Eduardo Perez up in the booth. And he's you know, kind of translating as well. And It was just cool. It was really cool. And then you saw at one point, was it Buxton that hit the ball deep off of Scooble, and he comes rounding first base, and Scooble's, you know, laughing and chatting it up with him. You get to see the personalities of the game more in a Sunday night broadcast because they're looking for that stuff. As opposed to, and there's nothing wrong with watching our nightly broadcast on,
no, it's really
on FanDuel. It's a great broadcast. But when they do, they have these extra things there. It just makes it better. And the cameras are looking for different things, too. Like, they have more cameras, so the cameras can be trained on a specific player. When you see that Buxton rounding coming back to the dugout, and he's having an interaction with Scooble, and it's not, you know, high drama. It's just fun.
Well, all in all, a great night. A great night from Scooble. There was other things that happened that were good, some that are concerned, but we'll get to that coming up. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Brandon and Shelby. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Brandon?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
So I want to do my champ and jump, but to Gator's point, they just had, like, the best day ever yesterday. Like, going into the fifth inning, we were like, oh, my God, did Scooble save his best stuff for ESPN? Like, is he going to throw his first no-no on ESPN?
You wondered. I wondered.
Like, I know it was only the fifth inning, but I was like, oh, my God, maybe this is it. My champ is Scooble and the Tigers in general. It kind of reminded me, like, they said we haven't been on primetime in a long time. It kind of reminded me of, like, the Bears and the Lions, where when the Lions, like, first started to show up, you know, that was, like, one of the biggest crowds of all time. But yesterday we were on primetime. Scooble had one of his best games of the whole year, and we shut out the Twins, you know. It was, like, the best thing ever. So that's my champ.
Yep.
Chump is Malik Beasley, just for the whole thing with the Pistons. You know, I know it's kind of a shadow and with the Tigers, whatever. But, yeah, the Tigers just had a great weekend. I know we lost that first game, but then we came back, and then we showed out on ESPN.
I think it's important to point out, and thanks for the call, Brandon, that with the Malik Beasley situation, which we will get into certainly with the investigation and the gambling stuff, that has nothing to do with the Detroit Pistons.
No.
This took whatever is alleged to have happened or is being investigated about happened before he came to the Detroit Pistons. Well, it has nothing to do with the Pistons except for the future of the Pistons, which is, what do they do about Malik Beasley? Are they going to offer him a contract in free agency, or is this going to be enough of a mess where they say, you know what, no, thank you for your time, but it's just too risky this time because we don't know if you're going to be suspended or what we want to do here. We've got other options.
And they are just allegations.
Yes.
At this time, they are just allegations. There are some, you know, it doesn't look good, and there's a reason why they open up an investigation, and it's not, you know, random happenstance. There's suspicion of what was going on, but hopefully the investigation will maybe not prove anything, and he'll still be on the market, and you can get him cheap late. I don't know, but, you know, hopefully it is all stuff that happened before he got to Detroit. I would say this: Detroit would have never brought him in if they had any idea about it, because this dates back to his time in Milwaukee.
Yeah, it was. I was watching Sportsworks last night with Dan Miller, and he was talking about the days, I guess, that they're really looking into the high volume gambling days, I guess, with this centered around over under total on rebounds or something like that, and the heavy money was bet on the under, and yet he had the over. So yeah, it's who knows.
Well, he, who knows when really you say what's he being, had the over. It went over.
Yeah, it went yeah, way over.
Yeah. Feedback coming in. I'm mildly annoyed that Doug gets to use the radio to apologize to his wife, groveled her in front of the whole city of Detroit to win some points back. Power marriage move. I mean, if my wife listened to the show, it would be effective maybe. She's probably not. But anyway, champ is Scooble, chump is Beasley. Whether it's true or not, you know you can't gamble on sports. Well, if it's not true, but yes, understood. Champ, Scooble, chump the entire Red Wings organization. Champ, Scooble, chump Beasley. Why the entire Red Wings organization? Is there that much disappointment over? Is it just a statement of where they are, which I guess I would get? I actually really like the Gibson trade. I think it's a potentially a very good trade for them.
No, I like the Gibson trade too, but I think people wanted, you know, they want everything. Right? Well, you want to get that top four defenseman at the draft, and maybe you wanted somebody else at the draft, even though Carter Berry sounds like that's like the prototypical player that you'd want. And there's lots going on. And the reports over the weekend that Mitch Marner might have a deal with Vegas, and maybe it's a sign and trade, or now Toronto, are they saying that the Vegas tampered? And, you know, that's an interesting developing situation. And then you had, you know, Sam Bennett re-signs with Florida, and other players are coming off the board, and, you know, free agency starts tomorrow.
Well, see, the thing about it is people want him to trade the pick, right? What if the only offer for the pick was, you know, New Jersey offering a fourth line winger? Like, nothing that would really, if nobody wanted the pick, sure, it's great to trade and get a guy right now, but it's not like 13's the most coveted pick ever. And there, you know, there's a really good chance that there was no offer that was particularly worth it. 248-539-9797. We have our champ and chump nominations at 10:35, plus more of your phone calls and feedback on a Monday. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Derek Scooble was locked in last night. Sunday night baseball, big stage for the baseball team and our city, by the way. Crowd showed up, and they were on their feet when he struck out the side in the third inning, after he struck out the side in the second inning, after he had struck out seven of the first eight batters in the ballgame, 13 Ks for Scooble. That place was rocking last night.
It was awesome. It doesn't always come across the TV, but last night it certainly did. And they did a nice job of panning the crowd, showing and talking about it was standing room only. I mean, it looked like it was a great environment.
So I went back and forth. I was like, do I stay home because I want to see how they present and talk about our team, or do I go? And I decided to go because you just want to see what that. We haven't had Sunday Night Baseball at Comerica Park since 2017, and they haven't deserved it really. So it's not a surprise. Honestly, even in 2017, they weren't any good, but this was the best way to do it. Division game, Scooble on the mound, as filthy as he's ever been. That changeup in person, first Scooble start I've been through this year. Yeah. Batters looked silly. It's like slow motion. They swing and then the ball's still coming. And
yeah, and then they got check swings, you know, called strikes. It just was.
How about him falling behind 3-0 a couple times and just bearing down, not conceding anything? I mean, it's the most Scooble stat line possible. Seven innings, 13 strikeouts. The one hit, one walk. Yeah, he was great. And as we sit here this morning, John, this team is 11 and a half games up in the division.
It's so amazing.
I don't know what's more cartoonish, that and Scooble's changeup or that, but 11 and a half games in the division, it's the biggest lead in all of baseball. The Guardians, who were in second place, have a losing record and were swept this weekend by the Cardinals. So the question, is the division wrapped up? And if not, if you're mad, it's too early, when would you be willing to call it? All-star break? Do you want to see how they do against the Guardians this week, 4th of July weekend? Do we have to wait until August? Because, well, the Tigers showed us last year. I'll point out the Tigers didn't win the division last year. Yeah. This is a big lead right now, and nobody else looks any good in the division. John?
It's so hard to conceive of the idea that the division would be wrapped up before the All-Star break. And that's where I'm...
You want to take 2 weeks?
Well, so what's going to change in 2 weeks?
Right.
And, okay, I know they've got, you know, it's not an easy schedule. Washington, it's at Washington, it's at Cleveland. So they've got six games here where it's, you know what, it's not easy. And then Tampa, how much does it stick in their, you know, in their mind that they lost a series to Tampa? Does it motivate them? Is Tampa just simply on the way back? Are they a team? And then Seattle. So it's not an easy stretch up to the All-Star break, and a lot of things could change. But
don't we anticipate they're going to add at the deadline? So we're less than a month away from reinforcements for a team that's already 11 and a half games up.
So what?
I'll say it. I mean, people won't like it, but do you really doubt that they're winning this division right now, guys?
I don't doubt it, but I'm not willing to say it's wrapped up.
He won't do it.
No, I'm not going to do it yet.
Okay.
So you are. You're calling it.
Yeah, sure.
Done deal.
Wrap this thing up.
It's just a matter of playing the games at this point.
Yeah. Look, this was their worst month of the year, June. They're above 500. If they play 500 baseball the rest of the way, John, nobody's catching them. And I don't anticipate 500 baseball from this team. I expect additions at the deadline. I expect better play down the stretch. I mean, they were doing this with Reese Olson hurt and inconsistent Jack Flaherty and a bullpen that was shaky, and they still had a winning month. How are they losing 11 and a half games down the stretch, John?
Well, I'm
don't,
not
don't
gonna,
save this
I'm
audio
not gonna
for if they blow the, it, but come on.
I'm not going to put the blueprint together for them to lose an 11 and a half game lead.
Why are you afraid to be great, John? I'll give you one of your lines. Come on, buddy. You and me.
Well done. Well done.
We got this. 248-539-9797. I'm not doing this as a bit. I just legitimately look at the division and think, how are they losing this?
Oh, well, you're going to make me do it. Injuries. That's the one thing that we can't account for right now. And so, yeah, if there are no major injuries.
Yeah, what if they lose two center fielders? Oops, well, that wasn't a big deal. You know what I mean? Like this, what if they lose their starting catcher in the first month of the season?
I'm not going to say it out loud.
Okay, fine.
But there are injuries that could affect
certain players.
Yeah, certain players where, yes, it would make it very difficult to finish out the season on top. I'll just say it that way.
I think it could hurt their chances of winning the World Series, but losing this division. I'll ask you a different question. Who in this division would you be most afraid of? Cleveland is in second place at 40-42.
Well, so I think you got to look at Cleveland only because I think Minnesota, I don't know that Minnesota can stay healthy. What's the one thing that has really hurt? And they talked about this when they were talking with Correa. He said, I feel great. You know, okay, well, you feel great now, but their team has been hit by the injury bug throughout the course of this year. Now, if they can stay healthy, maybe they could be a threat, but you're 12 and a half up on them, and I know it's only one more game. It feels like it's a bigger stretch for them to make that happen. Same thing with Kansas City. Kansas City can't find a way to make offense consistent. And Cleveland, I mean, you look at their run differential, and it's kind of amazing that they are where they are. We talked about it when they played them last time, and I'm not going to go down this, well, they can't beat Cleveland. They might not need to beat Cleveland to still...
No, if they got swept by Cleveland on the 4th of July weekend... Nobody'd be happy here, but they'd be up 8.5 games. Yeah.
And there's a Scooble start in there as well.
Yeah, exactly. Saturday night, it sounds like.
Yeah, Fox, national game.
Another big spot for Scooble.
Hey, so I do think for right now, you can't dismiss the Guardians because of what they've directly done to the Tigers.
Right.
You know, they won 3 out of 4 here, and if they take 2 out of 3 or somehow sweep, they're still there. They were there last year.
So
they were
a
90-plus win team. They were a 90-plus win team last year. They've been a little bit banged up, but they also don't have Naylor anymore.
Right, and if they're going to get to 90 wins or more this season, they're going to have to get red hot. They're one of the worst offenses in baseball. Look at all the metrics. 26th in this, 28th in this, 29th in this. They got no production from their offense.
I mean,
right
I don't
now.
See the Royals or Twins, especially the Twins. They're cooked, I think, without Lopez, their starter.
Yeah.
So
my question then is, if you're not going to declare the division over today, when? Do you want to wait till the 4th of July weekend?
I'd like to get through this weekend and see if the Guardians put something together. I mean, it's still very early to do this. I mean,
so we're into July.
Yeah, I mean, look, though. The
next game they play will be in July.
The 06 Tigers blew a huge lead. They were 76-36, and they didn't win their division. They only won 96 games. Well, only. It's, when you're 76 and 36, you'd think you'd get to 100.
I can't believe I work with all these negative people.
Well, no, it's the fact is we just witnessed one of the most historic runs that a team has put on to get to the postseason last year. Now, it wasn't to win the division. It was just simply to get a wild card spot. I know it's a long shot, an extreme long shot to think that Cleveland, Minnesota, Kansas City, that they would be able to put a run together, but we just witnessed one.
Yeah, but the idea that we just saw a 50-year miracle and that's going to happen in back-to-back years?
It's unlikely.
Guys, we
it's unlikely.
Play the odds with me a little bit here.
Okay, I'll
no,
play the odds with you.
No, it's not mathematically over.
It's unlikely.
Yeah, sure, but you're just... Okay, so my point
what's
is...
What's the magic that, number?
Thanks, Stoney.
It's too early to dismiss, I think, the Guardians like getting red hot.
There's so many. When is it? When
there's
is it
too though? Many. I still think probably
mid August.
Like, I can think really good things about the Tigers and that they're going to win close to 100 games. Okay, I can think those things, but there's so many games left still that the Guardians could get crazy hot.
Tom, the Guardians could end up beating the Tigers in the majority of the head-to-heads. They could end up beating the Tigers in the playoffs. I don't think they're catching the Tigers in the division at this point.
Yeah, but nobody thought the Twins were catching the Tigers in 06. There's just my point is that you are dismissing how much baseball is left for the other teams. I think
we're past the halfway point. End of July. Deadlines are allegedly happening. Upgrades are allegedly happening at the deadline. Say it with your chest. The division's
I don't need to be
over.
The first to say it.
Okay, fine.
You can have it.
Yes.
Me and all these. Me and all these.
Costa has planted his flag. Division. Over.
When this happens, things get scary around here. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, nobody have any bold opinions. That way we could never be wrong. 248-539-9797. Someone will be positive about this baseball team, and it'll be me. It's 97.1.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. So we are going to run a hybrid program here. We'll get to Malik Beasley's guide on how to lose a fortune being a moron, potentially. I mean, I know it's accused, but all I can tell you is it stopped contract negotiations.
I'm about to say foreword by Miles Bridges.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, he's innocent until proven guilty, but that doesn't mean the team's still negotiating with him. They're on the doorstep of a 3-year, $45 million contract.
Yeah, that's one of those things you can't come back from. Even the accusation,
it's tough.
You can never shake.
But we'll get to it. And I want to mix in Tigers with this Red Wings thing. So here's how we open the show. Red Wings traded Tarasenko for nothing. You got nothing. You got rid of $5 million in cap space. I said to Kenny, telling you, this is it right here. This is going to be the move. They're going to get an Ekblad or a Robertson. They're going to get something done. And it's going to be big and it's going to be impactful. And it's just what I believe. And Kenny has served the rarely ordered poo-poo platter, saying, no, I refuse to get my hopes up and I don't believe in this. So it was something or nothing. Now, if you put that with a quote that Rico read to start the show about free agency, here's what Yzerman served pre-Tarasenko deal. Have spots we want to upgrade on the roster. We'll see if we could address it in free agency. I'm not that optimistic, to be honest with you. There are more teams than there are players for what we're looking for. Okay, that's pretty bleak. I want to know whose side you're on. Rico and Kenny are over here going, nope, not getting fooled again. I'm willing to get hurt. I'm telling you, Yzerman's making a big move. So that's available. 248-539-9797. I will get to those calls. I want to mix in the Tigers. Not like the other shows we're doing. Oh, golly gee, we got to share Scooble with America. Yet one problem. No one watched. So pick a different angle.
No.
No.
Sunday Night Baseball.
Yeah, Twins and Tigers ain't exactly bringing them in. To us here, we care. And the ballpark looked great. The crowd was electric. Scooble delivered one of those virtuoso performances. Oh. But if you think Bob and Brenda in Little Rock, Arkansas, okay, were like, man, that Scooble guy's damn good.
That Scoobile?
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Yeah. Unless, I hate to say this, unless it's good Yankees, good Red Sox, nobody watches.
Right. But that's not the point of it. The point is, you and I agree on something, and I wonder if people will go there with us. The Tigers are your AL Central champions, and it's June 30th. It's over.
Go ahead.
It is over.
Yeah, go ahead and cue up the one shining moment for the division.
Sell the T-shirts in the team store now.
Yeah.
Because this division is garbage. Every team's under 500. The other teams, KC, cheap ownership. Minnesota, cheap ownership. Payroll keeps coming down. The White Sox, please. Reinsdorf's just getting money off the table. They're egregiously bad. Cleveland, cheapest owners in the league. So none of them are going to be buying. No. None of them going to do a thing. And as long as you have Tarik Skubal, you're never losing four games in a row.
I was about to say.
Never.
Even if you did, Mike, I think this team is like seven-game losing streak proof.
Do you know what they are in the last 12 Skubal starts?
Probably something ridiculous.
11-1.
I was going to say 10-2.
11-1. They don't lose when he starts. So, look, it's over. And the only thing, and you go, well, geez, that's kind of.
No, it's
no, it's not.
Because, once again, that losing streak that everybody kept saying back in April and May, just wait. If it comes right now and they lose the next 7-8 games in a row.
Wouldn't matter. The other teams aren't capable of doing anything more than 4-6.
You'll still be winning the division by probably five and a half
if
games.
If they played in a real division, we'd have a real conversation. They don't play in a real division. You're in a division, everyone's underwater and tanking. They're awful. Yeah. So guess what? It's over.
Which is the other reason why, because you really didn't need, this is why you don't let Scooble throw the complete game.
There's no need.
You take him out of the game because you got bigger fish to fry.
I love the way they're managing him. Yeah. I don't want to say protecting him, but they're managing him.
It's frustrating because I think sometimes fans want to see the complete game. They want to see the one hitter. They want to see, can you get to 20 strikeouts? They want to see that stuff. I understand.
But last night had to be good enough for you. 93 pitches, 7 innings, 13 strikeouts. I think he had 15 swinging strikes on the changeup. I mean, the Twins were up there blindfolded. They looked like a kid hitting a pinata.
Yeah.
So, look, I just want to know if you're there with me, because as far as I'm concerned, that's why the day-to-day minutiae of Tiger baseball, they're so good it's boring. It's a trade deadline for me. There's just no purpose. Like, what are we talking about today? Oh, golly gee, Scooble's good. Really? What's the topic there exactly?
Is he great or is he just
good? No, he's going to win the Cy Young. He's better than he was last year. He's far and away the best pitcher in baseball. And I'm not going to hold it against him that he doesn't throw 108 pitches a night or go nine innings. He is who he is. He's going to go six or seven. He's going to be largely unhittable. And he will do things like he did last night where Minnesota probably just shouldn't have shown up. Because it looked like they had a different bat in their hands, if you know what I mean. They had no hope. No hope.
Yeah, once the strikeouts start accumulating.
Well, he was pitching backwards last night. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to sit on the fastball. Yeah, good for you. Change up. You're dead. Have a nice night.
Yeah, they start. Minnesota just was chasing. And at that point, it was just, okay, who's next? Okay, here you go.
Wings are making a big move. Who's with me? And the Tigers are your AL Central champions on June 30th. There is nothing to discuss. Period. See you at the deadline. Who's with me? If you want to do the golly gee, we shared Scooble with the world, do whatever you like. Maybe your grandma in Santa Barbara called. Kenny, your thoughts?
No, I think what they're doing with Scooble to begin with is probably the right mentality, because think about it. He's not going to have starts like these if you don't just limit him to six, seven, less than 100 pitches. This is why he's able to be this effective.
And it's probably why they don't want to hand him 40 mil a year.
100%. But you know what? That's just fine. Run him like this, and then that can be your whole plan throughout the season.
I got a two-year window.
Yeah.
That's why the deadline for me, show me Aroldis Chapman, show me this Bregman fantasy Rico keeps propagating, whatever you like. I don't care. But the deadline is what has my interest. Mm-hmm. The day-to-day, ready? Here's what they're going to do to Washington. Take two or three. Here's what they're going to do to Cleveland. Take two or three. The Tigers are a machine. They take two of every three.
Right. I mean, I guess the only question is, you know, can they win the next four series? Well, you know, what the over-under is at three. Like, can they, 3.5? Can they win the next four series?
Sure.
Right, because that's what it feels like.
Yeah, because
like,
two-thirds of the teams in baseball are helpless. They're awful. And the Tigers are not. Tigers are really good.
That's why the trade deadline is so important, is because if nothing happens during the trade deadline, we become cannon fodder for the Dodgers or whoever's coming out of the National
League. Well, right. And again, it doesn't matter what you do at the trade deadline. You're probably never going to be better than the Dodgers. But it doesn't have to be that, because baseball's such a coin flip. Look at my team. Our payroll's three times what your payroll is, basically. Yankees haven't won a World Series since 09. Why? Coin flips. And the Astros cheated.
Coin flip.
I'm never going to forgive them. 17 was our year. I'm sorry. No, I don't have to let that go.
Nobody asked you to. But 248-539-9797.
How the hell did Altuve know that Chapman was throwing a slider? Ridiculous. Guy had on nipple buzzers. Cheating scumbags.
Can't prove that. He just had
I can prove it. That's why he said, don't touch me.
He had the runs and he had to go to the bathroom real quick and then come back out and celebrate.
Here's a litmus test. Pour water on him. He would have fried.
Nipple buzzers. Not on my bingo card for today.
There was a theory he had an electronic device on and they buzzed him because people caught on to the garbage cans. You leave me alone. Your team wasn't affected.
The fact that, yeah, he ran past the celebration into the clubhouse.
Clutching his chest because he was wearing a wire. It was like the Sopranos.
Was he an informant?
He was wearing a wire.
Are you a cop?
I'm telling you. Your team wasn't affected. Neither of you get to talk about this.
Did I stop you?
No.
Yankee fan complains.
We all cry
thousands of tears.
Tiger fans, do you believe, like we do, are you ready to go ahead and crown the Tigers the champion of this division right here, right now?
And honestly, the next big thing we talk about is the deadline, because there's nothing to do day to day. It just isn't. No,
Tigers won again.
Here's Jeremy Otto's update at 3:30. Scooble good, water wet. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. All right. And there's a sale on cargo shorts. 248-539.
You spicy today.
Woo! So cross off Corey Perry if you wanted the Red Wings to go after the forward, the veteran forward. He is going to sign a one-year deal with...
Isn't he the one that loses in the finals every year?
That's right. He's going to sign with the LA Kings.
So the Kings are out.
Well, I mean, he has actually won a Stanley Cup before in his career. So,
yeah, the good news is, though, the Kings will get there next year.
He wasn't coming to Detroit anyway.
No, I don't think anybody's shedding tears, but that's the latest of the free agents to go.
All right, so interesting here. Buster Olney has tweeted out the following. Tarek Skubal and the Tigers created a huge rating Sunday night, 2 million, with a peak of 2.3 million. Sunday night baseball ratings are up 11% over last season. I would agree that Skubal was a draw, probably more than Chris Paddock, who was the starter for the Twins. So there's a few things that we can draw from this. One is ESPN on future Sunday night baseballs trying to figure out if they can align with another Skubal start and move a game to Sunday night, because those games aren't determined yet, I don't believe. So I'm just looking at future Sunday nights. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of Sundays that don't have a Sunday night baseball game scheduled. So if Skubal is aligned, let me just say that it's a seems like a standard reason that they have not played their last Sunday night baseball game this year.
Well, no. The other thing is the Tigers are a draw. It's not just Skubal. It's having the best team in baseball available to play on Sunday night.
I wondered about that.
I mean, it's not like Minnesota's the draw.
No, I wondered if it is Skubal. I only said Skubal. But and part of me is like, are the Tigers becoming a draw? Are the Tigers, because... when you're a draw, suddenly your players are what start to become big names. Now, that what does that really mean when it comes to winning and losing? Not much. But if people are paying attention to you and the whole country is being exposed to what a Wenzel Perez is doing or a Zach McKinstry is doing, you know, that's how you become a big name player. But I don't think we've seen the last of the Tigers on the big stage. And my favorite part about it was especially Skubal. I don't know, man. Was there not something different about his demeanor on Sunday night? Didn't he look to love every second of it? Wasn't he leaning into the opportunity to be on the national stage? Didn't it feel like it?
I don't know. I think people might read too much into that. I think it's... that's a result of having more cameras on hand to get different reaction shots. I think Tarek Skubal is fired up every time he takes the mound. Was it different because ESPN was in town? Maybe, but I think it's probably more different because there were 40,000 people at the stadium and it was a Sunday night under the lights. And yes, those lights also belonged on ESPN, but I don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and say it was because he was fired up. You can disagree. I loved it.
I think he's always fired.
I think he looked super intense, and I'm excited about this. But then the other thing is, so we got a player who's a superstar who's going to be a free agent in a year and a half, and the TV ratings are through the roof, and ownerships around the league see this. I mean, it's just going to everything that's happening with Tarek Skubal is terrifying if you think about his long term future.
Another free agent off the list, if you wanted a defenseman, Vladislav Gavrikov, he has signed with the Rangers, which is interesting. Does this open the door for the trade? The Rangers have Keandre Miller and others.
Yep.
So if they're signing Gavrikov, what does that mean for DeAndre Miller?
Keandre Miller. He is... big mobile defenseman. He can score a little bit. He is 25 years old. He would be a great addition.
He'd be a top four defenseman.
The other one that they have is a restricted free agent, Will Cooley, who's a 20 goal guy who gets a little power play time, but still scored 20 goals. He hits, he's fought. I mean, these are some guys that they might not be able to afford. So if the Rangers need to shed some cap and need to move on from players, Detroit could be the team that has young prospects that are cheap that could be sent the other direction. So it's possible. That may be the place to look. We have more breaking news.
No.
Dennis Schroeder has agreed to a 3-year, $45 million deal with the Sacramento Kings. So his time in Detroit is done. Which is too bad. To one sense, because I really liked him. I've always liked him. And he was good for the Pistons. But I said it when they got him. I continue to be wildly curious why he's played on so many teams.
Right. And the other thing is, it was rumored earlier that it could be a sign and trade. I don't think that's the case now. Is it just a straight up signing?
That's all that's said in this ESPN breaking story.
Also, a little bit of breaking news. The number one defenseman in free agency in the NHL is off the board. The Vladislav.
I mentioned that, Paul.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Schroeder is gone. He's going to Sacramento. Do you think they'll be ruining here at all?
That they lost Schroeder?
Yep.
No, I mean, not for a contract like that. I mean, that's a lot of money. I like what Schroeder did for this team. Mm-hmm. You know, coming off the bench. You know, I thought he was. You could feel the veteran presence. He was just very cool and calm, and yet also could be intense when it was necessary. I thought he played pretty good defense, but interesting to see what the next move for the Pistons is.
This is crazy. This is Schroeder's career. Okay, he's 31 years old. 5 years in Atlanta. Then 2 years in OKC. Then in 1 year, he plays for LA, Boston, and Houston. Back to LA in 2022-23. Also plays for Toronto and Brooklyn that year. Plays 24-25 in Brooklyn. Gets moved to Golden State and then to Detroit. He's 31. He's played Atlanta, Oklahoma City, LA, Boston, Houston, back to LA, Toronto, Brooklyn, Golden State, Detroit, and now Sacramento. That's a third of the league. That's wild. 248-539-9797. What's going on? Breaking news this afternoon here on Carson Anderson. Let's go to Mark. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
I just have two quick questions. One, what is possibly the reason why they're not signing him if he's a once in a generation? And two, if they're not going to sign him
long term,
Scoobel, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
And then if they're not going to let him go, why not sign as many possible hitters or another pitcher now to go for it all now? Just curious. Thanks for taking my call.
I'm curious. I don't know what he means by sign hitters. Do you mean trade him now?
I'm not sure what he meant there.
Okay, so he's a Scott Boras client. Scott Boras is a power agent in Major League Baseball who basically sets the market with so many of his clients. He's really good at his job. I'm suspicious he's always steering his clients to the biggest markets. The Tigers did make an offer. It was reported that the offer was uncompetitive, which means it came from the Boras camp. The Boras camp said whatever the Tigers offered was uncompetitive. We don't know exactly what it was. It was never reported what it was. So look, I mean, his agent wants him to get to free agency. Scott Harris made a comment a couple of weeks ago and he said, you know, I mean, the reality of the situation is it takes two sides. And I think that's his way of saying we're willing to talk and strike a deal. But and Scoobel's been very like pragmatic about his comments in saying that he thinks that, you know, it's just the business side of it. But
so, yeah, I mean, the Scoobel thing is I don't think that's going to get done anytime soon. I know the Tigers would love to get it done, but they have to have two willing partners there.
Yep.
Elliot Friedman has just tweeted this out. Hearing the Rangers working on sending Keandre Miller to Carolina.
Wow. Okay. So as free agents get crossed off, and now a trade candidate gets crossed off.
Potentially. Yep.
If that's what's going to happen. Our purview gets narrower and narrower. Can they afford Cooley? Is Detroit working on something with Dallas and Robertson? Jason Robertson, the young forward?
Well, boy, I'd sure love it if they could work something out for Robertson. That would be...
Which is fine, if he's available,
that's priority number one for me.
Keandre Miller going to Carolina isn't the end of the world as long as there's some other like move for Detroit. So this isn't the dust settling yet, but a little bit more is settling. 248-539-9797. Boy, things are happening fast and furious. Dennis Schroeder to Sacramento. You've got Keandre Miller now traded after the defenseman goes to the Rangers. Gavrikov and now Keandre Miller report working deals being worked on that might send him to Carolina, which is not Detroit. 248-539-9797. Brock Besser is staying in Vancouver. Another free agent target. Potential free agent target for the Detroit Red Wings. It's Carson Anderson.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 The Ticket.
4 o'clock. Good to have you with us. If you're looking for Red Wing conversation, Odyssey.com. Rewind. I have a Tigers power stat. And a simple question, who is most responsible for this? Not solely, but most. Or what is the reason for this? Now, we're going to start by having some fun. The stat is this, Rico. I have taken the last 162 games in the AL Central.
Okay.
And I have the record for each of these teams because I like to back things up. Now, yesterday I said this, and some Tiger fans on Ticket Text, because they're constantly aggrieved. What do you mean it's the worst division in baseball? It's a garbage division, guys. You're a really good team in a really bad division. Both things can be true. And I've said this is the four other teams have unserious ownership to downright cheap owners to downright awful owners. Jerry Reinsdorf. The point is, Twins, White Sox, Guardians, Royals, and then we'll get to the Tigers. Last 162 games, from June of last year through today. Okay?
Okay.
What do you think the White Sox record is in that time frame?
It's
just guess the amount of wins in 162 games.
I'll go 65.
Rico says 65. David?
I was going 62.
62. Kenny?
58.
Try 47 and 115. Okay. The Twins. Now, we all remember they were good until they couldn't win a game. Full collapse. They're absolute hot toilet this year as well. Outside of a weird 13-game win streak, toilet.
So from last June.
162-game sample size. How many wins for the Twins?
68.
David?
75.
We're going to stop right there because David just nailed it. 75 and 87.
Okay.
Also, toilet water. The Cleveland Guardians since last June.
77.
David, Kenny?
65.
David?
68.
Rico's the closest, 79 and 83.
Okay.
Also under 500. Also a dirt cheap owner. Royals. The Royals?
70.
David?
75.
Kenny?
71.
80 and 82. So not only this season are all four teams in your division under 500, they've been under 500 since last June. This is a garbage division. It's not your problem because you beat everybody. But when I said it for a reason. It's true. Now the Tigers, last 162 games, how many wins?
Because it's up on the board, I'm going to go 91.
Okay.
92.
No, 85.
I like how you made Kenny sound like an idiot. That's amazing. David?
I'll go 89.
All of you are way off.
Whoa.
The Detroit Tigers in their last 162 ball games are 162. The Detroit Tigers, their last full season of baseball split between 2 years, are 38 games over 500. The magic of last year into the magic of this year.
Here, wow.
Yes. Now, there's a reason I'm bringing this up. The Tigers being 162, 100 wins, 62 losses. Who or what is most responsible for that?
That's a good question, Mike.
I do try. It's not all drowning whistles. I'm asking. And I have answers, but I don't want to take them from the people. It can be person or thing who or what is most responsible for this incredible record.
I'm going to go with the manager. I'm going to go with AJ Hinch. I'm going to say that because the way he has manipulated last year, it was the pitching staff and the bullpen and everything that he did. This year, it's the everyday lineup and pinch hitting and all types of things. It's a little bit of the chaos every day, except with days that Scooble goes out and pitches. It's AJ for all of the 4 out of every 5 starts. I'm going to say AJ.
AJ Hinch. And I don't think anyone could yell at you and say, wrong, ridiculous.
He is really doing his job in managing this
chaos.
Team.
Sure.
Every pitch, every at bat, everything that he does, it just seems to work most of the time.
Squeezing every ounce of production out of what he's given.
Yeah.
Okay, you say AJ Hinch. Kenny, you look poised to speak. Go ahead.
I was until I realized that me and Rico continue to be best friends because
hey!
I also was going to say AJ Hinch primarily because, hey, you can only play who's on your schedule and the division stinks. And if you want to say that's part of the reason why the Tigers have been so good, it's valid because they are very bad in that division that is very bad. But the ability of Hinch to put hitters and fielders in the right position and pitching chaos all at the same time, lineup flexibility, he utilizes it like nobody else. He does a great job with that. And I think that's largely the reason why the Tigers are always in a position where they can beat anybody on their schedule.
Okay. 2 votes for Hinch. David.
I don't want to come off as being negative when I answer this question, which is why I wanted these two to answer before me.
That's a hell of a setup right there.
But I'm
how
not
can
saying,
you be negative about being 38 games over 500?
I'm not saying the Tigers aren't good. I'm not saying that AJ hasn't done a great job. Scott Harris hasn't done a great job. But this division is horrid. I have to. It's the division. It's because the division is so bad, they are able to pad their victories so much. This division is awful. So I'm saying it's the division's fault and the reason why they're 162. They're a good team.
I had two answers. And I look, one of them, it's murkier. But look, one of them was Scott Harris. Because one of the things that is most impactful that Scott Harris has been able to do is fix the things behind the curtain. And that is player development. It is the coaching from single A all the way up through the organization. The Tigers, for my entire adult life, had the arguably the worst, maybe outside of the Colorado Rockies, the worst player development in baseball. That has been fixed. And Scott Harris, A.J. Hinch, it's going to be hard to, I'm not trying to beat your argument, but I looked at it a different way, which was like, look at the pieces that Harris has given Hinch. And Hinch plays them in a particular manner, but Harris has seen things in players that we don't see. And a lot of these nobodies continue to become somebodies. You know, Jamai Jones, do I give Hinch credit for that when a guy comes up and hits like Ted Williams? I don't know. I feel like that's Scott Harris. Or whether it's face of the franchise, Matt Vierling, and what he brought to the team last year, all the way to the Ibanez usage. And look, the truth is it's probably both.
I was about to say, Mike, I think it can be both in a different sport, but it kind of it's like the Ben Johnson, Jared Goff. They needed each other, and together they flourished.
Yes, 100%. The other one was the Scooble stat. If you really think about Scooble, like his last 12 starts, they're 11-1. If I take the aggregate of Scooble starting over the last 162 games, they're probably 20-plus games over 500 based on him. Him.
Right.
One human. Now, we said it's a multitude of factors. It's going to be Hinch. It's going to be Harris. Scooble. But you could, and I'm not telling you to, and I'm not demanding it. I'm just saying you could say the reason they're capable of this, they never have any long losing streaks. Why? Scooble. Mm-hmm. They, God forbid they get out to a bad start in a series, you know you won't get swept. Scooble. Oh, the series is split. Scooble. It's a series win. Knowing you're sending out the best arm in baseball every effing day. Rico, I kind of went, wow, maybe Scooble, if, remember, not solely, who's most responsible. If they're 36 over 500, 38 in total, and they're 20 plus over 500 in his starts, he technically could be most responsible.
I'm going to say no on Scooble because he's only out there once every four or five starts. So what about the other times? And Mike, as great as he is on the mound, they still got to score runs, and that's where AJ comes in with the lineup that he has. And who's going to go out there? Who's going to be the gym class hero today to hit the two-run bomb that Scooble wins the game 2-0? Who's going to be that guy? So I get what you're saying.
I know.
But the fact that it's once every four or five starts, I can't give it to him.
Just when he's the pitcher of note the last 2 years. Forget about no decisions they go on to win. What do you think their record is in his 34 starts in the last year and a half?
I'll go 22-5.
Try 28-6. And that doesn't include if he leaves the game tied at one or scoreless. Rico, I'm telling you, the Scooble thing is a thing.
It's a thing.
It doesn't have to be the biggest thing.
It's a thing.
Okay. People, where do you sit on this? Where do you stand?
Good stats.
Just something I wanted to... Look, you know the deal. You and I are simpatico on this. I can't do what other people do. Oh, my God, we shared Scooble with the world last night. 248. I can't do shows like that. I like to talk about the team. And they're 162 over the last 162 games. So 38 over 500. Everybody in your division's under 500. Not only this year, but in that time span. Is it the division? Is it Scooble? Is it Scott Harris and the behind-the-curtain work? Or is it AJ Hinch, the maestro, the guy, the conductor, pulling all the strings, making all the moves? Who is most responsible for this remarkable sample size?
Yeah. And the reason why I say Hinch, I mean, if you take it, hey, Scott Harris goes and buys all the groceries, but Hinch knows how to add the spices. He knows how to make this thing work and taste great.
248-539-9797.
All right, so the Tigers are in Washington for three games against the Nationals. Doubleheader today. The game was rained out last night. We'll have the coverage beginning in less than an hour right here on 97.1 The Ticket. The first game will be an opener. Tyler Holton will start for the Tigers. The opener has not been a good strategy this year for the Tigers. They haven't had the greatest results with that. Last year was phenomenal results.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's unfair because we hold it to that standard, what we saw, running it all the way into the playoffs. But tonight they'll have Jack Flaherty going at it, and hopefully Jack Flaherty is back on track. Jack, please, yeah. Please be good. And it's actually a tough pitching matchup. The pitcher he's going against, 3-8 on the season, but his ERA is like 3.09, and his whip is 1.20, and that's Mackenzie Gore. Ton of strikeouts, 129 strikeouts in 99 innings. So he's pitched pretty well, but unfortunately, for a team that's not very good, 35-49. Fortunately, it's against the Tigers, and the Tigers can hopefully take advantage. You said you've got something that is going to make me happy.
I think so. The Tigers' magic number, Gator, is 77 to win the division. So I got
We already have a magic number watch.
But here is, they did not play yesterday, as you mentioned.
No.
Cleveland did. They lost. So the Tigers picked up a game. So the Tigers right now lead the division by 12 games. And they haven't played a game in July yet, the Tigers. They will in about an hour. Worst case scenario, okay? And I'm giving you a crazy worst case scenario. Let's say the Tigers, for some reason, finish at 500. Which would mean, for them to go at 500, they'd have to go 28-49 the rest of the way. There's no way that's happening. Correct?
I would hope not. Okay. I will never say no way because we saw what happened in Minnesota last year.
Okay. Cleveland, because they're the next closest team, if the Tigers did go 81-81, Cleveland would have to, they could do it, go five games over 500 to get to 82-80. The Tigers, even if they played at 500 the rest of the way, and I haven't even done that math for their 77 games left, so they 38-39, the other teams would have to play like 700 ball to catch them, approximately.
It's an uphill battle for sure. Teams to get there. And I understand that's the whole math of it. And yeah, I get it. They're having an amazing season at this point.
Yeah. And look, everybody tries to compare this team to a certain extent to 06, right?
Yeah.
That team folded at the end and didn't even win the division. So I preface what I'm about to say, but also compounded by the fact that I am not usually accurate in a lot of my prognostications. I mean, look, the division's over. I mean, they won the division. I'm not saying you have to print T-shirts yet or have a banner-raising ceremony. But I just, even though I'm one of those who sees flaws in this team, they are by far the best team in this division.
They're the best team in baseball.
I know, but I'm just worried about this division right now. They are the best team in this division, and that's why I can confidently say, yes, even Mr. Negative here, that it's over. The division's over.
Well, I don't feel comfortable with you saying that believe in it. There's that. You've got a little bit of a record, and I don't like the jinx factor in it. I think this team is, obviously, they're playing great baseball. The stats bear it out. The history bears it out. The lead that they have in their division is the biggest lead that anybody's had in the division at this point since, the 99 Cleveland Indians, if I'm not mistaken. I thought I saw that stat last night. they are doing incredible things. And they're doing it with a roster that actually might be quite all-star laden when all is said and done, given that, you know, 6.5 minutes away here from phase two concluding. We could have three starters in the all-star game plus Tarek Skubal and maybe even some more all-stars added on when all is said and done. But that's what happens when you have a first place team. And yet it feels like outside of Tarek Skubal, they don't have a superstar. Riley Green is pushing the envelope to be called and be in that conversation of a superstar. He's having a hell of a season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun to watch. And you start to get to that territory. Like, okay, the 06 team had some really good players on it. And it had a lot of veteran players on that team. And people like and Justin Verlander. Verlander was a rookie that year, and he was good, wasn't great. Not yet. You know, the pitching staff on that team that went to the World Series was not special.
Well, Kenny Rogers had a really good season.
Kenny,
right?
Rogers was good. But again, it wasn't special. It wasn't like he was having a Skubal year.
No.
You know, and Verlander wasn't Verlander at that point. Nate Robertson was, you know, I mean,
Jeremy Bonderman was on that team.
Yeah. It was not a special rotation. But the offense looked pretty good, and yet that was still before they added Miguel Cabrera.
It was before they got Sheffield the following year.
They got Sheffield the following year. Didn't go anywhere.
Do you remember how good they were at 07 until he got hurt? And then he got hurt, and they just all went to crap.
And then they traded for Cabrera after the 07 season.
Right, and 08 was not very good either.
No.
Then they got it together.
But things changed. But they had superstars in those teams that we really enjoyed for that, you know, 10-year stretch of fun baseball. This seems more sustainable, what they've done. With a true ace, maybe the best pitcher in all of baseball, in Tarek Skubal, and other players that are really, you know, kind of coming into their own. Certainly Riley Green, and they've got a handful of other players, and then they went out and acquired players that are making a difference on this team, like Gleyber Torres, who's probably going to be announced as an all-star in the next 10 minutes, which would be awesome. The excitement that people have about the prospects on this team. They MLB.com just came out with a reorganized top 100 prospect list. I think there are five Tigers that are in the top 90 on that list, including two in the top 12 with McGonagall and Clark that are probably going to be promoted to Double A any minute.
After the Futures game, probably.
Right, because they deserve to be. They've had, I mean, with certainly Kevin McGonagall, he's got like an 1100 OPS. He's hitting, I think, 381. Last I checked, going into today. So there's reason to be excited about what the Tigers have going. It's not manufactured. It's legitimate. And we see, yes, this team is going through some injuries. They've gone through injuries the whole year. They started the season hurt, and guys stepped up. Who's going to play center field? Hey, Javi, can you take some fly balls? Yeah, I'll try it out. Always wanted to. And he ends up playing what is ending up being all-star caliber outfield play from Javi Baez. And now that Parker Meadows is back, who's a true legitimate gold glove contender, Javi can go back to playing shortstop, where he is also a gold glove contender. But Javi's having this crazy year that nobody saw coming. And is it just all attributed to having the surgery on the hip, having the time off, readjusting? Can't ignore it.
Maybe.
Can't ignore it, but whatever. I like this baseball team so much, and there's a lot of young players are growing together here on this team, and Dylan Dingler emerging this year as well. It's a lot of fun to watch this team, and I feel like this is something that's sustainable for years to come because of the prospects that will come through, because they haven't even really scratched the surface of going to the resources of the money that they can spend on players, which once the team gets good, they said they spend. And they did. They brought in Gleyber Torres. They brought Jack Flaherty back. They went out and got some other players. They tried to get Bregman. After they had already signed Canely and all these other players, they'd already made all their signings and then tried to bring in Bregman. So thinking that that's going to still be the formula moving forward, why wouldn't it be? 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. You want to talk Red Wings, Pistons, Tigers, heck, Lions, you want to bring them up? We can do that too. We can also have some fun, which we're going to coming up at 12:05 right here on 97.1 The Ticket.
You've been injured in an auto accident. Now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.